You are currently the only person in this conference.
Hi, Per and Christian.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
Oh, me? I'm tired.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been very intense, the training, but it's been good. I've enjoyed it.
Okay. Well, are you still tired since the HMC?
Oh yeah, you know, after I came back, I just went straight to work because I have so much to catch up on. So I haven't had a day off.
Okay.
And hit a few technical difficulties with my website that just took longer. Yeah, it's been very busy, but it's been good. I've so enjoyed the Meta Coach training and working on turning the Meta Coach training into a video series or like a video training program. And so that's going to be available to all of you. So,
all right.
Over the next year, I'm going to be making that. And every week, I'm going to aim for every week to add a new video with one part of it. And so that's exciting. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, okay. Great.
I see that Brigitte has joined us as well, so we'll wait for the rest to join us. Oh, and Brigitte has Aina with her. I know that.
Yes, Aina is here.
Hi.
Hi, can you hear us? Me?
Yes.
Okay, great.
So the only... and there's Holly. Awesome. Now we're complete.
Hello. Sorry, mate.
Hi, Holly.
Hello. Great.
What time did we start? Just now?
Oh, just now, yes. You're on time.
Oh.
Okay, so hi, everyone. What I want to start out with today, again, is like to go through every one of you. How are you doing? Where are you at with regards to the program and the skill builders, et cetera, and what questions would you like to discuss? So from Aina, I have a few questions, but I'm curious other questions that we can discuss, and I'll be taking notes. So Holly, would you like to start?
Sure. I'm doing a lot of practice and with other people, and I'm doing a lot of studying, mostly on benchmarking the skills. And I find that every time I benchmark and then I go do a coaching session, that the coaching becomes easier. Let me see. I'm kind of all over the place on deciding a niche. I'm still in the personal health and wellness thinking about it. So I've just been dialoguing in a journal about that, just by reading articles and thinking about what I would like to do. So at this point, I'm still a generalist as far as my niche goes. And that's about where I'm at. I really don't have any questions on Michael Hall's session. I did quite a bit of transcribing of that, just like Brigitte did. And I did not get the opportunity to benchmark him yet. So, and
okay.
I don't have any real questions so far.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Holly.
Thank you.
Okay, so Christian.
Here.
Hi.
Hi. And where am I in the program? Well, the good thing is I have a good contact, and it's... third mail I have from her, and I have not set an appointment yet because she was sick, but I think it's a good one. I still struggle with benchmarking, with both doing the benchmarking and understanding and catching the differences between between items. There are differences that are not quite clear to me.
Okay.
And since I've given up my goal to have 30 hours of paid coaching, I am a bit lost in my goal now. But it may be due to some health problems I'm having just now. So here's where I am now.
Okay. And so you have, we're going to go through the benchmarking form again. I'm going to be showing also like how I track things. That was Ina's question. So then it'll be good also, Christian, to ask your questions that you have about catching like differences between items.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions that you have?
Yes, I have a question for the introductory session for someone who wants support. The question is said in terms of, I want to be supported to write my thesis. Is thesis correct in English? PhD?
Yeah.
I told her we need to check that it's first relevant with coaching. So this is the first step. But if any of you had experience of supporting someone to reach an outcome like this, I would gladly hear how they did.
Yeah. Actually, I know someone who does this also that I can put you in touch with, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Irina O'Brien, and she works actually with people who work on their thesis.
Okay.
So I'll put you in touch with her, and she's a great coach, and I'm sure she can help you as well, and then maybe other people in the group. I don't have experience with working with thesis. I'd be curious what kind of support they would want, but yeah, we can discuss that a little bit.
Okay. Yes, I would. I'm interested in that.
Okay. Thank you, Kristen. So, Per.
Yes. where I am right now is that after this of this team coach assistant and being team coach at the ASMC. Feels like I'm a whole different person right now, and I notice when I get home after one day, I did feel like an empty feeling inside, and then I noticed that the feedback or the information from it was that I can't or I don't want to go back to the ordinary life, or what do you want to call it, like I've been living before. So now I really am committed to build a business and my coaching, and really go out and do all the things I want to do. So that feels really great. And now that I have a niche that is specified enough, feels fantastic. Also, like in the SMC now, I feel like my benchmarking skill has gone up a lot, because now I have a system that works, and also my coaching. It feels like I haven't been coaching since the SMC now, but it feels like that my coaching has gone up one level as well, thanks to the benchmarking.
I'm starting to get the feedback from most of you that when you benchmark, it has an effect on your skills. And And also what I want to share with the group is that Pair started out with having an amazing level of benchmarking already, and everything that he tracks, and it was a real joy to have him on the team and to see also I think this is the first time that we worked with a team where we had everyone pretty much benchmark at the same level. Like there wasn't one person, you know, scoring 0.5 and the other would score 3. Everyone was pretty similar. So, yeah, Pear did an amazing, amazing job.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it feels, and to you as well, Lillian, Femke, the training was incredible, in my opinion. Just one more thing to add about my coaching. I got flawsome, or what you call it, about the character checks of words. I thought I had that skill because, I have never had problem with them if I'm coaching people who kind of detailed program. But with the global, I had a real problem, and then I noticed I need to ask in a different way to ask the question if what you specifically mean don't work. That was really good as well. So that's where I am. And questions I have for this time is before the ACMC, I started to work with an 18-year-old guy who, and I noticed that he has never been coached before, so I had really a problem with how to proceed, because I don't know what frames is useful and what should I teach him, what's necessary, because it was really hard, especially with meta questions, even if I try to explain the meta questions and that kind of stuff. So that's my question to add for this time.
Okay, great question. So we'll discuss that.
Yeah.
And also I will go in a little bit more depth about the clarity questions and the different kinds of questions that you can ask.
Okay.
Because I think that would be really useful for everyone to learn a bit more about that. And we'll go into the benchmarking form and how I use the benchmarking form. So thank you, Pear.
Yeah, thank you.
Ina.
Yes. Where am I at the moment? I have been coaching more than I have done before. I have not had the time that I hear everybody say it's important to do better coaching on benchmarking. So I realized that I have a challenge on just sit down doing it, but I also find it really challenging because I really get lost in the all the details. So that's why I wrote to you yesterday about I need to map this out in some sort of other way than the feedback form. So I hope to get to my next level on that, so that I get going on the benchmarking. But when it comes to coaching, I had two new coaches last week. I have made new appointments with them. I see myself much more clear and consistent in doing the coaching. I know that I have issues to work on still, but I just know that I am moving forward. So it's really, for me, it's good now to be sort of moving towards something different, because I have been stuck, as you know, for a while. Yeah.
Mm.
So I think it's about to loosen up somehow.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And how is your timeline?
Well, when it comes to benchmarking, it's really up to my nose. I feel that I'm behind doing a lot of things. And this week I'm on a training course in Oslo, so I'm not going to be able to get too much. So, but yeah, well, my timeline is I try to keep track of having the air, or the keeping it away from my nose, but I find myself diving into it, getting it really close somehow.
Okay.
But I'm aware.
Yeah, and that sounds interesting too. Diving into it, right? If you dive in, you go nose first.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I do. I take a big jump as well. I don't dive. It's not a very soft dive. I just crunch.
Yeah.
High speed.
High speed. Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's one way to dive onto your timeline.
Well, it's not a good way of diving into it, so I'm going to be working on it.
And you have awareness. Yeah. Okay.
Mm.
And so you have the question, if I understand you correctly, that like right now you get lost in the details and you need to map out the benchmarking in a different way.
Yeah, I feel like for me, I think it would be good to just. So I'm trying to find another way to make a feedback form, so that I can see it all and at the same time go into the details. But I might find another approach after listening to how you do it today, and maybe some of the others have different questions as well. Birgit and I were talking a little bit some strategies, and I think I might find a solution on it. And then I'm sure that it will be a great pleasure to do benchmarking, which I know don't find a pleasure at all.
So, you are going to, by God, you are going to like it by the end of this.
We were talking about being assistants on the next bootcamp in Oslo next year.
Yeah.
And then, I'm not sure I'm going to be there, but then we were talking about we are going to be kick-ass coaches when we finish this, so then we'll just, have a job to do to get us there.
Exactly. And so...
No, and I also wrote to you that it has been a really, I have felt this calmness when you have been away on the boot camp. So it's like you have been off my back for a while. So somehow I felt like I had some more time. My timeline actually spread out. But now when you get, you are the problem, Francesca. You know that.
Oh my God.
When you get back, my timeline is like getting to my nose.
Well, I am glad that I can support you in this learning curve.
Yeah, I'm glad too that it's you doing it.
And you know, I think, you know, you remember that your timeline is yours.
I know, I am just kidding.
I mean, I can tell you need to do things, but you know, you're not obliged to do it. Like, I think also, you know, and that goes for everyone. Like, obviously, we're going through this at a specific pace because we have 8 months. But the thing is that this is not gonna, you know, this is not gonna end. Your learning is not gonna end after the 8 months. You know, you have access to all of the audio recordings and things like that. So there is also time to go back and revisit, and you know, you're still going to be part of your Facebook group, and so you still can continue to connect and learn from each other. So
yeah,
so it's an ongoing journey,
and it's just so great to be able to make some sort of fun about it as well. It loosens up for me. Having humor into this as well. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Aina. Now, Birgitta.
Yeah, hi. Yes, where am I? I haven't started coaching yet with my client. I will do that on Friday with the same client I have this fall. So I have mostly been doing benchmarking lately.
Mm-hmm.
So I have been listening to Holly and Aina and benchmark them, and I listened to Christian and Per and benchmark that, but I haven't taken the time yet to give Christian the feedback. And now I've worked like hell with this coaching that we did, benchmarking I did yesterday, because I wrote all these 24 pages.
I'm not sure who else of you looked at the document that Birgitta made, but it's awesome. And
yeah.
So I've been going through it, and what I will actually do, Birgitta, is that I will edit it and put in my thoughts behind it so that you can see the difference and also why.
Yeah.
So I'll put the document, and then it's available for everyone. So that's going to be great learning, and I'm really appreciative that you put all that time in this.
I didn't know how much time it would take. I'm so late.
Yeah.
But it was quite fun doing it. It was like when I was studying physical chemistry at Columbina. It was as fun as doing physical chemistry.
Okay, very cool. Well, and I think it's a great learning.
And the idea I got, because we have our MCF cell this week, and Sigrun appointed me expert in benchmarking.
Oh, very nice, very nice.
So then I thought, and she asked about this workshop that she and Aina, Rebecca and Hilda will have on benchmarking. And then I thought, okay, then I can take this coaching and benchmark it and have that like a learning document. But then I understand I have to ask somebody or pay somebody or whatever.
Okay, so you're going to be a benchmarking wizard.
Yeah. So it was Tigran that asked me a lot of things, and I answered. And then she told me about this workshop, and I think if I can give something of value to the workshop, it would be nice.
Yeah, definitely. Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
So, do you have any questions?
In my email I wrote a few questions, and that was the testing, so I still don't know exactly how to differentiate checking and testing. And it was also about the attempts or whatever it was that Michael made to induce state. He said, when you think of this and that and that and that, what are you now aware of? And sometimes he induced the faith and sometimes he did not. And I wonder about that. What was that actually?
Yeah.
Because it would, yeah. could be inducing state, it could be awareness question, inviting awareness, it could be just a meta question.
Yeah, and it could be both as well.
Or one of them.
Yeah.
It was not a very strong experience for me. It was only that when he induced the thoroughness, or Maya induced it herself, I don't know. That was strong to me. The others were not so strong. Didn't seem so strong.
Yeah. So that's also, you know, and we'll go into that a little bit, but inducing states is more about what the coach does than it is about what the client does.
Yeah.
Obviously, we want to see some kind of response because that tells us whether the coach is effective or not. We'll go over that as well. Okay, well, thank you, Birgitta.
Thank you.
So what I'd like to start out with is putting the distinction between testing questions and clarity checks. Checking questions. This distinction between checking questions and testing questions. And I actually, Per had a really nice way of explaining that during the training. So I'm going to let him take this.
Okay.
Per, how do you...
Okay. So to explain the difference between testing and checking question, I want to start with what's similar. So testing and checking question, what's similar is that they both are closed-ended. So it's questions who can be answered with yes or no. So that's what's similar. And what's different is that if I, for example, put a testing question like a decision, will you do this? Who is a testing question? And the client perhaps says yes or whatever. Then if you follow up with, are you sure? Will you really do this? That's a checking question. For a first testing question, you can check again and again. Okay, you say you will do this. Would you actually do this when you get out of this session? That would be checking. Is that enough of explanation, do you think?
Can you give some more examples, Pat?
Sorry?
I would like to have more examples because checking, testing questions, I think I understand.
Okay.
But, so, for example, Michael, I just look at one that I have. Michael asks Marga, how does that feel? That cannot be answered by yes or no. No, that's something
How
else.
Does that feel is more, sounds more like an open-ended.
Yeah. Another example. So Michael says, so where it comes from is the family, and then I put testing. And then
hear you. Can you repeat that?
When they start, Marga thought about her, told them Michael about the family, and Michael says, so where it comes from is the family.
Okay, so was that a question or more acknowledgement?
I believe it was a testing because it was about the others can do things and I can't do it and it's not for us. And what is us? Oh, it's the family. Okay, so where it comes from is the family.
Well, I don't really remember that session, but From your tone, it sounds more like a summary or summary. But testing, if it's stated like, is it from the family? Then would be testing question. Okay, it sounds like it's about family. It sounds more like summary or acknowledgement in my ear.
Yeah. And then my guess is the us. And then my guess is us. So the us is family. And like, I call that checking.
Yeah, that would be a checking question.
Yeah.
But before that, so it's about family. If she already has used the word family, and then you say, so it's about family, then that's a testing question.
Marga said, my family. And then the old sister, where it comes from is my family, and like with a question mark at the end.
So that would be a test question, not a checking question.
That's a testing. And then he checks that again. Okay, the us. So the us is the family.
Yes, then it's checking. Yeah.
That's it. So that's a little bit complicated.
And it could be if she hadn't used the word family, and he had fed back her words and then said, so this is about family, then that would have been a summary, like Per said.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
So you have to know what is the context? So you can only check something if someone has said it before. One thing I noticed also in your the transcript, Birgitta, is that sometimes what he's doing is not checking, but he's rephrasing.
Okay.
So I'm going to put that in as well. There's like too much detail to really go into that right now. But sometimes when she says something, this makes it joy and enjoyable or joyful. And then he rephrases and asks, so is meaningful. And she confirms that, yes. You know, that makes life meaningful. Yes. So he had enough rapport to be able to say that. And then it's not a checking, but it's a rephrasing. Might also be. But that doesn't happen very often. So does it make sense now, the difference between testing and checking?
I believe so. But then, So checking is really checking if something is you sure? So it's really something that you mean.
Yeah. So that might be you've tested, is this what we need to be working on? And you continue down the funnel, and then is this still what you want to be working on? So that's a checking question. So you've tested it first, and then later on you check it.
Okay. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
And so, as for induction of state, and your question around induction of state, so when he tracks the conversation and he feeds it back, so what he has done several times is that he actually held the frame. Michael held the frame for Martha by feeding it back, and he feeds back the layers for her. And so then doing that is inducing a state.
Okay.
That is for inducing state. Okay.
Yeah. When he just tracks it and then asks, what does that make you aware of? In a way, it's an induction of state, inviting awareness. That's the state of awareness, because you have to step into awareness to be able to answer that question. And so the timing of that, the timing when you do that, because you can ask that question anytime throughout the conversation. So, but the timing of it, if someone, you know, says something, and it's like they're not even aware that they're saying it, and you slowly feed it back. So is this your belief? What you just said, is that a belief? And then they might go, yes. And then you ask, so now that you know that this is your belief, what does that make you aware of? What are you now aware of? Then you're inducing a step because it's relevant. But if nothing is going on and I'm just asking that question, what are you now aware of? Then it's not really relevant, and so it's not timely. And that's really what you want to be listening for. Is it relevant? Is it timely? Does it make sense in the conversation at that point? And so I would count that as one state induction. I wouldn't continue. I wouldn't count like five state inductions of awareness. And also, silence can be used as a state induction. And so, a lot of the time that is exploration. And so, Marfa also a lot of the time has to kind of go inside and look for the answers and or look for how does this fit. So that's exploration, and that would be the state that is induced. There. Does that make sense?
Yeah, perhaps.
Kind of.
It's a lot to have in my head at the same time.
Okay.
But I say, because I thought when I wrote in my benchmarking inductional state, I was not sure because I didn't thought it was relevant or timely. Yes.
Yeah.
And that was why I asked also, is this really, because I didn't think that it worked, like.
Yeah, so that's something to listen for and revisit. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So let's see what other questions we have. So, Okay. Let's go with Paris' question about working with someone who has very little experience with coaching, and you know what Frank said. What should you teach him? And so this is really, I mean, I would invite you to go back to the checklist on that is in your manual. On whether you, like, it's a checklist for are you coachable, but obviously you can also use that for your client to determine are they coachable. You know, if there's like no self-reflection, and so meta questions require a level of step back and self-reflection, then you know, you may want to say like, hey, I would love to help you. But I think it would be valuable first to do a training in this, so that they become more coachable. The thing with coaching is that we want people to have the answers themselves, and if they don't have that skill, then first we need to teach. And okay. And from the sounds of it, Pear, is that when you ask meta questions that he cannot answer them, that may be what's going on, is that he just doesn't have that self-reflexiveness developed. So then teaching is involved. It may also be that he just doesn't, you know, that there's something like avoidance or whatever. I don't know, like I obviously haven't met him, but I would go through the checklist and really see, like, does he need training first? And you can say that as well, like, you know, first we're going to do some training, before we can start the coaching.
Okay. Do you hear me right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know if I was muted. So first we'll do some training, and what do you mean training? Do you mean like running patterning of metasignal self, or training of exercises of self-reflectiveness, or what do you mean?
Yeah, I would do a little bit of training from the, training how do states work? How do you change states so that he becomes aware of his inner world? That would be the first step. And then I would start to work once he knows that, then you can introduce meta states, and then you can just do an exercise, okay, so try on being angry about your anger. Try that on. And try on being calm about your anger, and what's the difference? Mm. So then incrementally you teach him how metastating works, and as you do that, then you can teach him how a state is created, and how we, so that we have thoughts and feelings about our thoughts and feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And just have like exercises with him initially.
Aha! Thank you very much. Now I really many of the ideas how to do it. Because when I coached him, it was really hard because he barely said anything that he wasn't already conscious about. So it wasn't hard to get in there. Okay. Hmm.
Very cool. High five.
Yeah,
for that insight.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that added much clarity.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay, so as for Christian's thesis, does anyone have an experience with that?
I have, but I didn't approach, but I have helped two women who made their thesis in psychology and pedagogics.
Okay.
And it was more that I was reading the thesis and like an academic, and also helped them with Excel. So it's not coaching actually. Okay. I knew how to write theses, so in general.
Okay.
But it's coaching the thesis is, that I have not done.
Okay.
I would like to just add something, because I just realized when the question comes up that one of my coaches from last week is doing her, she's there with her thesis, and she's really having some issues about, because she's really involved with him in person. So if you have someone, and a Christian is going to do something, maybe we could get some advices on that. Yeah, together. Mm-hmm. Just as an,
Okay, that'll be good. I will both send you the email address of Irina so that you can contact her.
Mm.
And also, I think, Christian, I think it's really important to define what they mean with support. Are they looking for someone to edit their document
what's
that? Yeah. Very good. Hear you. So, Christian, just really make sure, what aspect of it is coaching and what aspect is supporting, and that you set those frames of what you do. So yes, I can help you. I can support you through coaching. This is what I do, and this is what I don't do.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's really critical for you to decide what it is that you want to work with, and you know, when you say yes and no to things.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then taking a look at the benchmarking form, so what I would like to do is, like, does everyone have a benchmarking form in front of them?
I have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So I think the most important thing is that I have something on the bottom that I write. So when you go to the bottom of page of the first page, underneath meta-questioning, I draw two circles, which are the present state and the desired state. And so in that way, like, I almost make it, I start making it visual. So just like when I'm coaching, I also want to start seeing the movie that the coach is teasing out with questions. And so that allows me, as I'm benchmarking, I fill in the present state, I fill in the desired state, get a check on, okay, is this what they want? And then, like, with the desired state, I'll first write down the what is the state that they want, what do they want to be able to do? And then when I hear an extra layer of what, when the client moves to a what, then I write that down above the first what. And so then I can start to listen for whether the coach follows that. Is the coach still on the first what, or is he following on this up on the second what? That determines whether the well-formed outcome questions are relevant or not. So that's one way of how I use it. I also ask that question, can I see it in a movie? If I can see it in a movie, then they're not asking enough clarity questions. So then under listening on the right-hand side, that's where I write all the words that are nominalizations that they could be clarity checking. So I also put that down in the bottom of my page with the keywords. And so then if I can't see the movie, there's an insufficient detail. So do they have, that's at a level two. So that's, initially, that's like a lot of what I really need to focus on. And then actually, there's a couple of things that I really jump to that make it easy that I start out with. Even if I don't catch anything else, these are like the most important things. So on supporting, I listen for acknowledgments and for semantic match and watch for semantic matches. So those are what I start out with. Then on listening, I check for clarity checks and keywords repeated. So then for questioning, I listen for well-formed outcome questions and testing questions. Those mostly, well-formed outcome and testing questions. And then obviously grounded meta questions. So that has made it already a lot easier because I don't have to track all that much. So that's what I start out with. Do I see that? And it's kind of a dance because first I start out with the what. I get more information. Do they get a sensory description? A lot of the time, that's when you need to ask a clarity question. So I'll be listening for that. Are they asking clarity questions? If not, then I write down the word, but I don't have a check mark next to it. on the bottom, I'll write down the present state and desired state, any information that is given there. That's how I track where they're at in the conversation. When there is a what and they have clarity checks, then you want a testing question, is that what we're talking about here? So that you can loop back to the what. So for me, all the text, actually, all the text is just, how do I say that? I listen visually initially. That's why I draw that in the bottom. And then I translate it to text. And I've picked out, I've highlighted in my mind, when I look at the form, I've highlighted a few that I know that they need to be there. So I need to start tracking that. In order for the skill to be there, that's what I need to be tracking for. So acknowledgments, semantic space, and also words to those semantic space. So that would be under listening. Then keywords repeated and clarity checks, testing and well-formed outcome questions and meta questions. Initially, I would just focus on that. And the beauty of that is that you can follow the SCORE model and store the information there and then put it on, put it in the feedback form. So that's the internal process that starts with me. And from there, that's where I expand to other details. But I think to not overwhelm yourself, this would be a really great way to start and to also start seeing the connections between the different skills. Because now there's a lot of words on paper, but if you highlight in your mind only those 5 or 6 skills that you listen for, then you're already making a great start. And then when you start getting comfortable with that, you can expand. It's easier when you listen for all of the skills and just 1 or 2 skills in all of those skills than just 1 skill, because they are all connected. And so these are the ones, the main ones that are connected. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Any questions about?
Yeah, I would like to ask. So, how we will give examples of questions that we have heard to show that we have that we have categorized them in the right way. How many examples should we give?
I think what I tend to do is I write down 3 or 4 examples, and then I just use keywords. And with the keywords, because I have a movie, this is one thing that became really evident last week. I'm really great at tracking. And the reason why I'm really great at tracking a conversation is because I visualize it in my mind. So I have made a movie of it in my mind. And I check it against the information that I need. So I have the present state and desired state, and if I don't have enough information there, then I know that. That's how I know how to ask the next question, but it's also how I know to give feedback to the client. So I write those down in keywords, and then I will know based on the keyword, I will know where in the conversation that was. And that's, I think, a skill that needs practice and for you to find your own way in it. But I would definitely start with just 5 or 6 key skills that you can track across the skills. And start noticing also how they are interrelated. once you know that, then it's going to be so much easier. Did that answer your question, Brigitta?
Yes.
Yeah. So, two full sentences and then keywords.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you. You also said something about nominalizations with the keywords.
Yeah, with clarity checks. So nominalizations, words like communication, solution, confidence. I cannot, without making my own pictures, I cannot visualize that. So that's when I need to start clarity checking. What specifically do you mean? How do you do confidence? So, like, I will be listening. Are they asking questions that allow me as the benchmarker to see the movie?
Mm.
And if I don't, then they're not asking clarity questions.
Mm.
And so, one of the questions that we ask is what specifically do you mean with? And what we noticed last week is that people, because that's the question that they know for clarity checks, that people just continuously ask clarity checks, what specifically do you mean? And so they got one answer. What specifically do you mean with confidence? Well, I mean insecurity. Okay. What specifically do you mean with insecurity? Well, that I'm not sure about myself. Okay, so what specifically do you mean with not being sure about yourself? So then that doesn't give me any information, and you keep repeating the same question, and it's not working. And so that's where we started to kind of focus on, yeah, well, you need to, what is it that you want to get with clarity questions? Well, with a clarity question is like you want to turn it into a process. If I were to do what you do, what do I need to see, hear, feel, or do to have the same result? That means communication to you. That means insecurity. And so that's where you start. So how do you do communication? Or how would I do communication? That would be a great clarity check. Because it's checking how are you using that word.
Mm.
So also to kind of have some more examples of clarity checks. So Ina, in terms of nominalizations, so those I write down next to skill two, and those are just the words that are keywords that relate to the outcome that need to be clarity checked.
Mm, I see.
Yeah?
Great. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
Made the picture much clearer to me.
Okay, great. So meta questions, I tend to write those down because I like to feed those back. The well-formed outcome questions, I just check them off if they have them. So on the funnel, I just check those off. If they ask the well-formed outcome question again, then I will check it twice. Obviously, it only counts once, but I can let them know, okay, you looped back. If they go down the funnel with the with well-formed outcome questions, but not with the what that is really the what of the conversation, but for example, with the first what, the first goal that they kind of share, then those questions don't work. And then instead of a check, I write a dot, like a thick dot, and that tells me. So you asked that question, but it wasn't relevant because what this conversation was really about, it wasn't about the plan that they came with initially, but it was about changing the frame. if you had taken changing the frame down the funnel, do you know how to change a frame? What do you need to do to change a frame? If you had asked the same questions with the what, then they would have been relevant and counted. So that's how I either a check or a dot. One thing also to realize about induction of states, and it's on the backside, and I know that people mostly have challenges with it. If someone does not score high on the first four skills, they are not going to score very high on induction of states. Because the quality of the coaching session isn't there, so there's not going to be any relevant states induced. So induction of states becomes interesting once your client starts, or once your coach starts to score higher in the benchmarking form, and then you will see it easier. So I would focus first on really understanding the first four skills, and then moving to induction of states. Does that make more sense, Ayn?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, great. So I'm just curious, out of you, who have benchmarked? Because I know Holly hasn't benchmarked. Christian, were you able to benchmark the session for today?
No.
Okay. Care, were you able to benchmark?
I forgot that it was a session to benchmark. I'm so sorry for that. So I haven't.
Okay. So that's not a problem. What I'd like to do in that case, if that's okay with everyone, is to, because Birgitta has spent quite a lot of time on it, but I also want everyone to get the value out of it. So, if for this week, so rather than benchmarking any other session, for this week we benchmark Marcha's session, and if you could send the information to me of your benchmarking, like scan your benchmarking form, ask some questions, then what I will do is look through Birgitta's file, add my comments to that, so that you can use that as a benchmark of the benchmarks, and kind of check your skills in benchmarking against that. Then if you have questions, we can go through the, we can ask those on the Facebook forum. Does that work for everyone?
Yes.
What session is it? I tried to find it here in the, in the group on Facebook.
Okay, I will make a new post with the link.
Okay, great. I've just totally forgot that. So.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I just want, because it would be a shame to go through it if you haven't been able to watch it. Christian?
Yes, my question was, we send you the benchmarking form with our comments, or you want another format?
Whichever format works for you. So you can use the benchmarking form, or you can use something else.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's easier to write directly than to type. It's much more comfortable to me. And
Yes. So that's not a problem. And then we'll take a look through it, and
just second question, as I did not took a lot of notes on what you just said about how you do, would you put the session on the site?
Yes, I will do that later today or tomorrow morning.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Okay, that's not a problem. So then. So then, are there any more questions?
No, I think it's a great way of doing it. I have gone through this. I've listened to the session and or watched it, but I haven't really. Now I'm looking forward to going through it again with the new information I have on the feedback form.
Yes.
So we'll look at
awesome.
Look at it with other eyes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So then also next week. Once you benchmark, please also ask your questions about any other questions you might have that we can do on the forum about how to benchmark. You know, so with what we've shared today, get started with that, and then at the end of the week, we will go through. Okay, what other skills or what other questions might you have?
Okay.
Any more questions or things that we need to discuss for today?
No, thank you.
Okay. So what I've also got the latest skill builder ready, so I will be sending that out tomorrow. Also this week, Christian, I will be benchmarking your session. I was curious, was that the one that you wanted me to use for the individual benchmarking?
Would you say again?
Yes. So we need to schedule an individual benchmarking session as well.
Yes.
So I was curious,
okay. Did
you want me to use that session for it?
So we need to take an appointment?
Yes, we can do that.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was lost in the question. And yes, I will send you a few dates if you want.
Yes,
can
that
we
sounds
see?
Good.
Yeah, okay.
And you coaching pair, we can use that session.
Okay.
Or do you want
to
use another one?
No, this one was good.
Okay. Right. Okay. Well, if there's no more questions, then we're gonna finish early since we didn't do the benchmarking. But please go through that throughout the week and. Pick out those 5-6 skills that I mentioned. I will be putting up the recording later today. Oh, also, I made some changes. I had to change the membership module that I'm using. And so please let me know as soon as possible if you can't get into the webpage. Because then I need to make some changes. But it should all work. I just want to make sure that that nothing went wrong there. So, but just so you know, you might run into technical difficulties, and then I will fix that as soon as possible.
You're talking about subscribe to change now?
Yeah, unsubscribe to change, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, starting next week, I'm going to, and for some of you, you didn't hear that, but starting next week, I'm going to have video series or video training of the MetaCoach training. So over the next, I don't know how many weeks, but it's going to be close to a year probably, I'm going to be sending out on a weekly basis, I'm going to try on a weekly basis, the entire MetaCoach training on video online so that you can read back to it, learn. And so that's also going to be available for you. It's going to be a package for NLP coaches, but for you, it's going to be free.
Wow.
That's exciting. I really look forward to that.
Yeah. Really?
And
all right.
Yeah?
Can I ask a question? Anna and I were discussing. When we have these lessons with you, do they count as trainings? You know, we have to fill out things with how many times we have trained and what we have trained and so on in the MCS cells.
Yeah.
And do these hours also count?
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you, like us, for Aina, for example, she needs to get her pass through the exam. And if you benchmark her at 2.5 on all the skills, 2 times, is that valid? Yeah.
Actually, Aina, I the rules have changed a little bit, and so now it's only once. So if you benchmark 2.5 on the skills once, then I can sign you off, and I will let Michael know. So,
okay. Yeah, and another practical question. Can you send out the dates for our meetings again, so I can put them in my calendar? That's one question, and I also have this. If we can somehow, maybe not now, but go through the welcomed outcome,
okay.
Transition between the welcomed outcome and the coaching.
Yes.
Yeah. The question I had on Facebook, it's not really, I think we have enough to in our heads, so we don't have to do it now, but for me it would be really great to sort that out as well. To be able to be more effective in my outcome questions and divide or
I think Aina, this is where your testing questions really come into play, and where looping back to the what also really comes into play. For next time, I will share with you. The coaching that I did, the coaching demonstration, and one of the things that I noticed in the coaching session is that I have to keep asking the client, is this what we're going to be working on? Is this what we're going to be working on? Because it kept shifting, which meant that it probably was more of an exploration conversation than anything else. But landing on the what, so is this what we're going to be working on? And then as you go down the funnel, it allows you to kind of like make a plan for what you're going to be working on. So essentially, if you have gone through the well-formed outcomes funnel and you've looped back to the what several times and you've locked in, okay, so this is about getting clarity. And you know how to get clarity. This is what we need to do. We need to brainstorm, and then you need to check inside whether it fits for you, and you know how to do that. So what we're going to do is brainstorm, da-da-da, you go down. So that's what we're going to be doing. Yes, okay. So as you've gone down the well-formed outcome funnel, you already have the answer of what you need to do. Because you've checked everything off. Do you need to have a plan? Do you need to have a strategy? Do you need to get clarity? Do you need... So you know the steps. If the steps aren't there, then first you need to explore. Okay, so is this going to be an exploration conversation? So really locking that down, locking down the what, not even... so much the KPI, but locking down the what really helps you to determine, okay, this is the kind of conversation we're going to have, and this is what we were doing, right? And that's how you can also keep going back to that conversation.
Yeah.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. And I see it when I go back to the coaching conversations I had last week. I see what I did and I can see it. I understand what you're saying.
Right. It's more about me getting clarity that I'm actually on knowing where I am and what I'm doing, and I think I'm seeing the light somehow.
Okay, and also I'll also send out if you haven't listened to it, but I'll send out the call I did, the free call I did on making your questions work.
And so
that'll have really help you get more clarity on that as well.
Thank you.
Okay. You're very welcome. All right. Well, you will be hearing from me very soon.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be on your back, Ina.
And as you can see, when I'm now more into it, I'm also being more of a pain in the ass, asking questions and really,
Oh, you're going to be on my back.
Yeah. Pain in the ass. So we'll get even, you and I.
Nice. All right, well, thank you, everyone. And
thank you.
And we will, I look forward to hearing from you with the benchmarking, and I will send out all of the information.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a great day and evening.
Thank you. And the same to you.
Bye.
Bye-bye, everyone. Hello.
Hello.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.